It's the Crave More Life Roadshow, DIY ass-kicking to manage life's emotional shit-kicking. And here's your host, the women's coach, Diana Leader, bringing you greetings and gutsy stuff from the land of confidence, sexy, and living from you, no matter what. By the way, you might not want to share this with your grandma unless she's a potty mouth too.
You're listening to episode 17 of the Crave More Life Roadshow titled, Your Life is Your Bitch. Hey, DIY ass kickers. When was the last time you were hit with an emotional smackdown? That's when something happens that creates a conflict for you. Maybe an argument or a disagreement, a word expressed that should have been kept silent, an action that unintentionally resulted in hurt. But it doesn't just feel like a simple conflict when something happens. It feels like someone or something is sucking all your power out of your body and your mind. You feel helpless and you feel humble. You're not sure how to handle it. You don't know what to say to make it feel better. You don't know how to take any of it back or make it go away. That's because you're looking outside to correct the conflict instead of inside at yourself. The conflict lives inside you, and as the boss of you, and a DIY ass kicker, I might add, you have the inside track to what's happening. What are you feeling? Be specific about what emotions are taking over your mind and your body. Emotions connect to things that you find important, so what might those important things be? What are those same important things, your values, also telling you about how you should be approaching the resolution of your conflict for yourself? And note, girls, I did say for yourself. You cannot resolve someone else's hurt or anger or disappointment. You can account for your behavior. You can apologize if your behavior during the conflict was less than stellar. The goddesses know that I walk in those shoes sometimes too, including quite recently. It happens. And you can learn about yourself so you're clear the next time a conflict bites you in the ass, because it will. No one gets away with drama-free existence. Yes, I know it will probably still hurt for a while. No one likes to feel as though they have caused another's pain. That's where you stop waiting for the world or the other person to forgive you, and you decide to forgive yourself by putting aside the "I'm such an ass" message for "I simply made a mistake." And you keep on your path of being in love with yourself. You, just as you are. Flaws, boo-boos, and big fucking mistakes, too. Judging yourself for being human does nothing but undermine the quality of time on this earth, in this life, the life that you are working so hard at making your bitch. This is part of making life your bitch. This is you kicking your own ass.